Good morning, and welcome. Welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection Tri-County Tech. We have Kyle Poole here with us today. Kyle, how you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great. How are things with you?
Pretty good. I know that we're kind of stoked for graduation, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, it's that time of year. I think everybody's ready. You know, working in public education in different spots, I think educators and students alike get to May, and they're ready for that little break. But, you know, what's really important, obviously, is the people that have worked all year, whether it be high school students or adults in our scenario that we've got everybody out there at Tri-County Tech getting recognized for their hard work, their accomplishments this year, and being able to celebrate that with family and friends. Truly a blessing, and we're lucky and fortunate that the COVID trend has gone down, and we're able to hold a ceremony again. So we're really excited about getting back into it. It's been a few years for us due to weather and then to COVID. So really excited about that.
That is great. That is really good. You know, we can say almost normal. Get back into life.
You know, I'm not sure there'll ever be a normal, or we'll redefine what normal is, but it sure is nice to see some of those old things coming back, and then obviously some new things we learned through this experience.
I think have been
beneficial for the most part. But yeah, I'm certainly looking forward to what we would consider maybe normal life again.
Now, Kyle, you are a placement specialist at Tri-County Tech. Please tell us, what is a placement specialist?
Sure. You know, it's a new role that we just implemented there. It had been talked about in the past, and really what kind of spurred it into fruition would be skills to rebuild. You know, we had over 2,000 applicants and counting in this fiscal year, or what we consider our school year as a fiscal year. And previously, we had none over 1,000. And so that amount of people coming in, that amount of people filling seats, they've got to go somewhere on the back end, right? We've got to get them out there. And that's the ultimate goal, right? What value can we add to them in our community? And that's going to be in placing them in a position to have a successful job, career, enhancing their career. That'll help them financially, and it helps our companies and industries in town. And so, you know, I've got some responsibility in that, trying to find jobs, trying to help people with the adequate skills they need to go get those jobs. And then also industry relations, working with our town, working with the industries in the area, and seeing what we could do better. What do they need? What do they want? And how can we impact that on our end?
That's tremendous. I mean, you're taking a lot of different things that you've learned in your life, along with your professional training, and now you're kind of like this matchmaker extraordinaire, trying to match up the best jobs with the best qualified candidates to the best possible employers. Boy, that's a multi-level chess game you're working there.
You know, it's interesting. It's a bit daunting when you first look at it, but diving into it right now, I love it. You know, I mean, we're there to get these folks in, get them trained, and help them advance their career, their life, through that next job or the job they already have. And so finding them in the area, not a difficult task for the most part. A lot of what we offer, there is a lot of availability. There's a lot of jobs out there right now.
Sure.
That's a positive. And we want to help companies by filling those jobs while we're helping our students. And so that's a great match there. I love dealing with folks and dealing with people, so it's a good fit for me. I don't mind talking and going out and seeing everybody. And so I really enjoy getting to work with our companies and local industries on ways we can help them, and things maybe that we could do a little bit better to help our students and them as a whole.
Tri-County Tech has had an outstanding year, even with COVID. You had, almost record numbers, if not record numbers,
of
students. And, of course, with the Skills to Rebuild program, a big success. And the institution has earned numerous really high-level awards for achievement.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen every day.
No, you know, it has been. I think for a lot of people, it was a difficult year. And it was difficult for people on a personal level, you know, just having to navigate what was going on. But,
sure.
But it, you know, company-wide for us, it was phenomenal. Our numbers are up. Finances are up. The government and Governor Stitt really helped that, obviously, in this $1 million grant to get a lot of our adult students free tuition. But the value added to our community for that was great as well. And so, you know, Tri-County, we always look for ways to keep things on the up and up, to improve. It starts with Lyndall Fields up top. Just had a retirement party for him yesterday.
How'd that go? I heard a little bit about it.
He's on his way out. Fantastic. You know, there's so many people there from around the state in our community. Lyndall's been there, you know, 30-plus years in career tech, I think 22 at Tri-County Tech. And the change in just the 3 years I've been there, It's unbelievable. It's unfathomable to really know what he's done in 22 years of leadership there. We're so much better for it. And the community as a whole, what we can do for people now in our companies and our local areas is just absolutely amazing.
And we got an exciting new chapter with Dr. Tammy Strobel.
Absolutely.
Taking the baton in the end of June and rolling with
it. Yeah, I promise there will be no drop off. We are in phenomenal hands moving forward. Dr. Strobel is an incredible woman. Her leadership presence has been felt for many, many years in various roles at Tri-County Tech, and we are really looking forward to the future. Things always adapt and change, and they have both worked really well together, and now she'll take the helm and continue that and continue to hopefully grow Tri-County Tech and really grow the way we can impact the lives of those in our community.
You know, Tri-County Tech is such a tremendous asset, and it just keeps growing in value and value. We're going to get back to skills to rebuild and end placement here in just a little bit, but yeah, a little tip of the hat here, you just broke ground on the new burn tower to train firefighters from all over the area, and even some in Arkansas and Missouri will be coming, and Kansas too will be coming down to work on that thing.
You know, it's really neat, and that's kind of that broad spectrum that we hit, right? Mm-hmm. We are an education institution. We have high school students. Yep. We have adult students, but we do expand, and how can we help others in training with our business development centers, our strategy center, and incubators? And we've done a lot of first responder, police-type centers now. We've got the Eastside Substation with us in the last couple of years. We've got the simulator at our strategy center for shooting instruction, if you will. And now we broke ground on the burn tower. That was a big deal. Representative Judge Strom, Tara Gottwalt worked very hard on that. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an amazing, incredible facility. We're so excited to be able to provide not only resources to the students, but to those first responders that make such an impact in our community every day.
And speaking of expansion, you got that cooperative venture with the Boys and Girls Club over in Nowata that I know a lot of people just can't wait for that thing to really
That's exciting from just a facility standpoint, alone. They needed it very, very badly. And then our footprint, being able to expand a little bit in what we can offer to folks in Nowata without maybe having to drive over for everything. Yeah. Being able to provide that service to their youth as well as their adults and community is going to be fantastic. We're looking forward to that thing coming up and opening up, and it'll be a really, really huge benefit to their community and also Tri-County Tech.
You're also talking about your footprint with your business centers and your incubators and everything. Pawhuska, been doing fine with that. I mean, that gets a lot of use.
Yeah, absolutely. They do a fantastic job. Cindy Helmer's over there and just is an amazing person that runs that facility for us, bringing in classes. We do have a lot of evening classes, some of our short-term stuff over there, a lot of good rental space, lots of events in the area. So we're just excited. I mean, the whole thing is we're Tri-County, and we want to impact more than just Washington County and Bartlesville. We've got a lot bigger footprint, as we've said, and we're doing things to make sure that we're taking care of those folks and trying to continue to grow and see where we go from here.
You know, I just spoke with Senator Julie Daniels just a few moments ago, just before you walked in, and she said that there was some study, and I'll remember it here in a moment, that just came out that said that Oklahoma is now in the top five as far as states with the greatest potential for growth and business and everything else like that. So while we're training up folks for jobs, it looks like jobs are going to be had.
Yeah.
And the jobs are going to be available for a while.
Absolutely. You know, and there's some industries where we've seen jobs that are always prevalent. There's some that go up and down. But we're definitely seeing that trend right now. Things are opening up. Things are moving in. Mm-hmm. That's been a big push at the state level of who can we bring in. And something that we look to the governor, lieutenant governor, and wonder what can we do to provide people for who are those industries and companies that are coming in. And so I think we'll see that trend to continue. I think it's wonderful for Oklahoma, and more importantly to us, it's great for our local people here and getting them out and getting them to work.
And one thing that I like about Tri-County Tech, you don't see limits. You see potential, and that's a great vision for a school like what we have here.
Yeah, you know, absolutely, and that's part of what I'm really excited about in this new role. I've kind of gone full spectrum this year. I was working on the front end of admissions, and now I'm working on the back end with placement. So I joke that I may have set myself up for failure because I admitted 1,000 people, and now I got to find 1,000 jobs. But that's the fun part, right?
Yeah.
We get to do that every day. We're just making a difference, trying to help people change their lives, and that's wonderful. And what I'm really excited about, like I said on the back end, is figuring out how our placement, the job market, and what our industries are needing can really impact what we can adapt and offer, the potential that we can bring to the table with what's going to be out there and what we're going to learn from this, I think is limitless, and it's going to be really awesome going forward in the future.
You know, it is so amazing to watch this school. I've only been here in town just a couple of years, but just the leaps and bounds and just the way it can find things to make it work, to make everything work, to make everyone work. I've got a 14-year-old daughter at home, and she can do anything she wants in this life. She's eyeballing Tri-County Tech right now. And she says, but look at all the different opportunities. I can actually go to high school. I can go to Tri-County Tech at the same time. I can knock out a whole lot of stuff. She said, you don't realize, Dad, just how much of a resource that is. I said, oh, sweetie.
You know, and it's interesting, and we talk about that all the time. There's so many pathways for everyone. At the high school level, come to us as an adult, go to college. You know, there's not one pathway for everybody.
No.
And we are able to provide multiple options, different from the traditional standard, everyone four-year route that we've talked about for so long. And while that's a great route, it's been good to myself and a lot of others, being in Tri-County Tech system, working in the career tech system as a whole, I've really learned those opportunities that we provide hit the masses. There's a lot of folks, I believe it's almost 50% of high school grads, don't know what they're going to do and do nothing for the next few years, you know. And so we look at that number, and they think they may know where they're going initially, but they've got to have options. And I'm proud, and we're really happy that we can provide a lot of options to those folks and hopefully get them jump-started. And whether that be just a short-term career path or job to go on to the next level, to go on to college or continue training, it's an opportunity. And we're excited to provide that in a multitude of ways.
Well, she's looking forward to exploring the opportunities out there at Tri-County Tech as she gets on her way. You know, one day a brain surgeon, the next day, well, she wants to do culinary arts. You know how it is at 14.
Hey, that's a good thing, though. You know, I used to tell people when I was coaching at multiple levels, you don't have to make those decisions right now. You know, have an idea of what you're thinking you want to do, but don't paint yourself into a corner, because things change. You adapt as you grow, and you know how it is at that age.
Oh, sure.
They have no idea. My 7-year-old wants to be a ninja. She would want to be a Ninja Turtle at 5. I don't know where she's going to be when she's 14, but I'm excited to watch it. And I'm excited that she's excited about Tri-County Tech, because she gets to go there in about 2 weeks to our summer program.
Oh, great.
And she'd rather be there than be at home with me or at school with anybody else. So at all ages, we take care of them. We have opportunities, and that's really what's fun about it. You know, you talk about a 14-year-old being excited about potentially being out there. We love that. I used to say that we were a hidden gem when I first started out, and I think I was wrong. I don't think that's the case. I think people know. I think they're finding out more every year as we continue to grow, and I don't think that's going to slow down.
Kyle Poole, how do we find out more about Tri-County Tech?
Absolutely. Check us out on the web, www.tricountytech.edu. All the information you need is there. All our contacts are there, and if anybody needs anything, please reach out to us, and we are happy to help.